Ben Patterson has been overseeing the grounds at the Evergreen Cemetery for about 12 years. During that time, he's been able to reflect on where he'd like to spend his final days.
I definitely don't want to be put into the ground, I know that. I don't know if that's because I've spent so much time in a cemetery already. I think I'd rather be spread around a little bit.
Inside the cemetery storage shed, along with the gardening tools and a lawnmower, is an invaluable stack of papers.
It's basically 25 pages of maps that show all the plots. And
it's one of only two known copies. The other is kept in a separate location to avoid both being destroyed in a fire. More than 8,000 people are buried at Evergreen. The cemetery dates back to the 1880s when it was moved from its original spot on Chicken Hill.
It was staked as a mining claim for gold, and so they had to move everyone that was there.
On the pages of the map are rectangular plots that look like...
Just kind of threw them out here like dice on some of these. And, of course, there are sections where it's a lot more orderly.
And inside some of those rectangles are printed names, collected from a 1986 survey.
All the handwritten notes is just all the burials that had happened since then, or things that were discovered since then, and had to be just written onto here.
Handwritten notes. It's not a great system. Patterson has almost all the grave sites memorized. He can flip through the 25 pages and find people by name.
Anyway, they're somewhere right by the road.
And he can also find them on the ground.
I was just mowing the other day, and someone walked up and asked me where a certain person was. And I just happened to have just weed whipped around his headstone, and I was able to walk right over and show them right where it was. And they were joking with me that I had all 8,000 graves memorized.
With the rise in genealogical databases like Ancestry.com, Patterson says he's noticed an increase in these requests. This week alone, he's located the graves of five different people. A new system will be a big help.
It is huge. It's going to mean that it's going to be way easier for people to find everyone in Evergreen from now on.
The city and borough of Juneau was awarded about a $17,000 grant in federal funds to put the cemetery map online.
And Joseph Juneau's been mapped.
Outside, city cartographer Quinn Tracy holds a GPS device above the headstones to pinpoint the exact geographic location.
So then when I bring these points into the geographic information systems, I'll have a point, and then I'll have a name associated with that point.
Buried at Evergreen are several notable people from Alaska's history. City co-founders Joe Juneau and Richard Harris, the victims from the sinking of Princess Sophia, and civil rights activist Elizabeth Peratrovich. Tracy only needs two coordinates per grid section to map the entire cemetery. The rest will be overlaid using a digital scan of the 1986 survey.
Let's see if we can read this.
Tracy peels back the moss from a crumbling headstone to uncover a name.
It's just kind of sad that some of these can't really read.
Pretty soon, family and friends will be able to search for gravesites on the city's website with just the click of a mouse.
It'll be similar in concept to Google Maps, where you enter an address and it takes you to that location. In this case, you'll enter somebody's name and it'll take you to their location in Evergreen Cemetery.
Most of the remaining plots were sold in the 1950s, and the site is almost full. Before long, there will be no new burials at Evergreen. A group of children nearby take turns tumbling down the hill. Groundskeeper Ben Patterson says he doesn't mind the historic resting place being treated like a park.
I don't find that disrespectful. I think it's one of the neatest things about our cemetery is that it's just so peaceful and people like it so much.
The Evergreen Cemetery map goes online in October. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.